All right, I am John Osier, and this is Ozone Live on Facebook. It's your weekly social media Jaguars extravaganza. And our guest today is Jaguars defensive tackle Avery Jones. But this being a Jaguars social media show, first, over to Social Media Guy.
Hey, John, how's it going?
Social Media Guy, tell the fans how they can get involved.
Yeah, so if you guys have any questions for Avery, you guys can go ahead and just leave them in the comments, and we'll go ahead and ask them when it's time.
So it's like free?
That's right. It's always free here.
No fees? No.
No fees.
No,
John,
nothing.
This is free.
What will they think of next, Avery? What do you think?
I don't know. If you want to donate money, I will take it.
So tell me about OTAs have just started. You've been in for a few weeks. What's the mood of this thing like right now?
Right now, there's a whole lot of excitement. You know, guys spent a whole lot of offseason working on their craft, getting stronger and stuff. And, you know, we got the rookies in, so they're definitely, you know, living their dream on the NFL team. So everyone's just really out, really ready to show their stuff. So this is all the real excitement part. First two practices, we had good weather, so spirits are still high.
You're talking about excitement. You're about as chill as you can get. You're just laid back. I mean, is this you? Is this what you are?
It's kind of different from out there and in here.
I mean,
I've been through a couple of times, so I know to expect, but I still get the same little jitters, nervousness, and stuff like that. So it's always fun for me.
Now, I think most fans watching this have an idea of your story, but it is an incredible story. Come in as an undrafted guy. We're a backup, relatively little known, I think it's fair to say, for a couple of years. And then last year, you get your opportunity, extensive period, and then all of a sudden, you're signing a new contract, and you're the nose tackle. An amazing story. Did you have confidence throughout that it was going to turn out the way it did?
Well, I've always had confidence in myself. And then when I got here, when I had other guys at Georgia go to the league and they told me stories how they had to interact with the older guys where it was always a competitive thing and they never helped them, it made me nervous, especially being an undrafted guy. But when I got here, I had people really look out for me, teach me the craft, and taught me how to be a pro. So once I had that back in me and just having confidence in the way I play and knowing I can play, I had confidence I would do good. I had confidence I would make the team. And then it was just going out every year proving that I deserve to be on the team.
Who were a couple of the guys that maybe helped you out the most? I can imagine who they were. But.
Oh, yeah. Roy was a real big part.
Roy Miller, right.
Yeah, Sin was also a great part. And then Tice was like – Tice was my guy to let me know, always keep it going. He always had a high motor, and whenever I was slacking or not doing the best I could, he was always there to get on me.
Now, Roy's a guy who obviously he's been around. He knows the more he helps you, the more chance he might take his job someday, which eventually sort of happened. But he talk about that, the impression that made on you for a veteran to help you like that. As you said, it doesn't always happen.
Well, I mean, it meant a great deal to me. Because, I mean, when Roy got here, he was also trying to get his contract, but he also knew that the nose is a very demanding position. And he knows centers don't rotate like we do on D-line, and we have a whole more effect on the game if it's two guys beating on one rather than just one going on one. So he really explained that to me, and I took my role as it is. You know, he was a starter. He took all the important reps, but when he needed a breather – and he let me get into the game to do me. I made sure that I didn't slack off. I tried to always make sure you couldn't tell a difference in the game when he wasn't in, because he was always a great nose.
And you maybe accomplished that more than any point last year when you came in. I mean, I'm not saying you didn't do it before, but last year the word was, oh, Roy's hurt. What's going to happen to the defense? But really no drop-off. How much pride did you take in that, and did you expect to accomplish that last year when you came in?
I took a whole lot of pride because, I mean, when it happened, you know, Roy talked to me and told me that, like, you know, you're good.
It's your time now.
It's my time. There's not going to be no drop off because I know you. And then, you know.
What did that mean to you when he said that?
It meant the world to me. Just knowing a guy that's just, he's taught me all the way through and have that much confidence in me, you know, especially when he was going through his situation. Mm-hmm. So, I mean, I went up with the mindset that there's not going to be a drop-off, and I'm going to play my game. And I'm going to make sure I'm going to be the best nose for this team and try to be the best nose on that field.
Now, for people who don't really realize what the nose does, it takes a pretty twisted, strange cat to get in there, right?
Yeah.
I mean, there's no glory in it particularly.
Mm-hmm.
You've got to go in, and it's a physical. What is it about you that you like that?
Little
nuts or what?
No, I don't really go nuts. I mean, you know, luckily I'm the size I am now. And I try to use it to my advantage. I still got a little bit of athleticism in me. So I try to make sure I can take on the beating. Mm-hmm. But if I got to run, I can run. So I think that's just what I try to take for, find my spots where I can make plays in games. And just to make sure when it's my time to make the play, I make sure I make the play.
And that's something you take pride in, isn't it? Because you're more than just your regular nose who takes up space. You have the athleticism to go make a play.
Yes, definitely. I'm always trying to set myself apart from everybody else.
Let's go over to social, and I believe social media guy is having some internet issues. You okay over there?
Yeah, I'm good, John.
Got it back? Good.
We're good. So, Avery, this first one comes from Jorge. He says, how are things different this year with the coaching staff and all the other changes that are that have been made around the building?
It's a different feel. I mean, guys are really getting after it, really trying to be on top of everything. To me, it feels like college, you know, first day stepping on campus. And even though I'm an older guy, but you know, just seeing how Doug is not Doug, but how coach is leading things and how he wants things done, it's like you're really trying to get in line, learn the culture, learn the tradition, and really press it on everybody else. That's the feeling I get. And then the coaching staff is great. Coach Hobby, he's doing a great job bringing different stuff to us as a D-line. Especially with reps, they're really teaching us different stuff every day.
We'll edit that Doug out, and we'll try to get that done. Anything else social media guy?
Yeah, so this next one comes from John L. We kind of already know the answer to this one. He wants to know, will there be more Miles Jack on the field this season? I think it's obvious that he's taking over the middle linebacker spot, but what have you seen from him so far that kind of differs from Paz?
Well, I mean, give all credit to Paz. He's a great guy, great middle linebacker. And Miles has shown us what we've already known. Great athlete, you know, running around making plays. And that's what we expect for him. And then he's given us that and more.
One more social media.
All right. And this last one comes from Antonio. It says, in your opinion, who's the hardest hitter on the team?
Hardest hitter? I don't know. I mean, I hit a couple people myself. I mean, I want to say Telvin, but I don't get Telvin to a credit. Yeah, I don't like him like that. But I don't know. I'm just going to say myself because I know if I get a chance, I'm going to lay somebody out.
Now, it's interesting you say Telvin. You wouldn't think a guy who is forced position light would be considered a hard hitter, but he brings that as well.
Oh, yeah.
I know you don't want to compliment him too much. But.
Yeah, well, I mean, I don't want to compliment because I know Telvin from high school, and we always have the same conversation because I tell him every time, Telvin, you're the same size since I seen you in high school. But, I mean, we played in high school one time, and I hate it because he brings it up every time. We played, and the first play of the game, we ran Power O, and you just see a stick figure out there run through the hole and crack our running back, and the whole stadium just goes quiet. And I hate that play because I remember we got our butt whooped and we was like, you know, best teams in Georgia, stuff like that. But I know if he squares you up, he's going to lay you down.
Now, the story there, you played for?
Northside High School.
And he played for?
About Lowndes.
Rivalry or was it every year deal?
Well,
or?
I mean, we moved up from 4A to 5A, okay, which they always used to call the SEC of Georgia high school football. I mean, we only lost two games, so. You take it how you want to take it. It wasn't that tough. You know, Northside High School, best high school football in the state of Georgia. Just get that nice little shout out.
Now, you mentioned Coach Hobby a second ago. You've played 3 years for Todd, mm-hmm. Who I guess we can call Todd or Coach, whatever you want to call him. What are the differences? You mentioned him bringing something more to the table, something different to the table.
Mm-hmm. I think.
What are the differences in the two guys?
His sense of urgency. You know, Coach Wash has been in the league, whatever, so, you know, he knows how guys are. With Coach Hobby, he's still in that college grind state.
Sure.
You know, we're out constantly moving. There's, you know, get water when you're not going. It's not like a set water break where we stand to the side. It's like, get your water and we're going to keep on working. And then just his enthusiasm, mm-hmm. is like, it's nice to have.
Gotcha. Back to social.
So, Avery, I know when you walked in, you were asking about funny questions. David wants to know, who's the biggest prankster in the locker room? And can you tell us a quick story about it?
Prankster? We don't have too many pranks. But, I mean, we got a lot of people that get on people with jokes. You know, we got Telvin. We got me. Sheldon Day is a real, real, real funny guy. There's not too many pranks yet. We usually say that for camp for the rookies.
Now, Sheldon's only going into his second year, but he's already established that kind of personality, so that's cool.
Yeah, he was that since day one. Usually, you know, rookies come in a little timid. He was real out with it. You know, usually they don't want to stand out because they don't want to get hazed or nothing like that. But, yeah, he was funny since day one.
You mentioned a lot of guys on the line. You brought in Calais Campbell. There's new guys in this bunch and some familiar faces who are friends of yours aren't here anymore. Tell me about the line. What do you see from it this year?
One, we're big. Two, athletic. And I think we're coming all to a single mindset.
Okay.
You know, Calais coming in being the older guy. He's really coming in being real vocal. We've had guys that I'm not a real vocal guy. Malik is kind of vocal, but he's not.
Sure.
You know, Calais is like, hey, tell the whole defense type of guy.
Gotcha.
Which is also was always needed. Puzz is always a great leader, but he's not big of a talker.
Right.
So, you know, seeing a guy with that, with his years in the league, being that vocal brings another attitude and layer to the defense.
And a guy who's done it before. I mean, you look at him, he's been in the biggest games on the biggest stage. Give me some insight into exactly what he's brought in terms of his message. Is it just, hey, our time can be now?
Yeah, especially that message, but it's not a rah-rah talk.
Okay.
It's a, if you want to get here, we got to do this type of talk. It's a, you know, he brings us out to bowling nights and stuff like that to get like a nice, you know, get the team together so we can all bond so we all know that we in this together.
Right.
Not an offense and defense thing. It's us versus everyone type attitude.
Now, it can be tough when a guy comes in because a veteran, you've seen it before, comes in and tries to do too much in that role. Mm-hmm. But it sounds like it's a role he's made for.
Yeah, that definitely.
It's something you guys accept and you know where he's coming from.
Yeah. I mean, I get him all the time because, you know, Calais has that real raspy voice. So it's like it's perfect for him when he's real vocal because he's like the old man. Well, he is the old man with the voice and all that stuff. So it's easy to hear. It's easy to follow. And then, you know, you put the voice with his background, with his record, and it's just like if he's telling us he knows something, then why not follow him?
Sounds like you've got a Calais Campbell imitation in you.
No.
I think you do.
No, I don't.
All right, back to social.
All right, maybe this one comes from Michael. He says, what is the players' expectations this season with all the changes in the front office and the coaching staff?
Our expectations are always the same. It's to win, get to the playoffs, and, you know, get as deep as we can and win as many games as we can. I know the past couple of years it hasn't been up to our standard, but the standard never changes. I mean, it's not a new year, new coaching staff. Let's try to get this. We're trying to get it all.
You like where the team's at right now?
I like where
it's at. Seems like you do.
I like where it's at, but me and everyone else knows we can take it to another level. We know we have too much talent to be ordinary. I mean, we have great players on this team.
And you feel like the combination's right with Doug, with the coach. I mean, in talking to guys, maybe there's not the hype outside the team there has been the last couple of years. But it sounds from talking to guys like the team, there's a belief that this will work.
Oh, yeah. I think, you know, you do some of your greatest work when people doubt you.
Okay.
You know, we had a lot of, like you said, the hype, whatever people really believe in. But now it's just, you know, you walk outside and people just give you the brutally honest question like, hey, what are we going to do?
When's it going to happen, right?
Yeah, you know, are we going to win more than five games? Those type of questions. I don't like those type of questions, but seeing our background, those are the type of questions we deserve to be asked.
Right.
Because that's how we've gone out there and play. So I think everyone in here is saying we're killing that. That's the past. It's a new year, new us.
And personally, to close, you've accomplished a lot coming from where you've been or where you started and where you are now. What's next?
To me, I haven't accomplished anything.
Okay.
I mean, I'm always grateful for getting a new contract, especially coming in undrafted. But
which I would have considered accomplished something if it had been me, but
yeah,
it's fine.
I mean, it's nice, but at the end of the day, I wanna be somebody.
Gotcha.
I wanted to be the guy that was here when the tide turned in Jacksonville. You know, they have those NFL stories on NFL Network. I want to be a guy that has his own little segment. I want to be known as, we couldn't have made this transition without Avery. That's what I want to be remembered for. I want all the accolades, the work to all pro, pro bowl, all that stuff. I want the stuff that comes with the starting position. The money's nice, but the money doesn't mean anything. You're not remembered.
See, that's the difference for me. I would just take the money.
Yeah. I mean, I'm still going to take it, but I want everything else that comes with it.
Fair enough. Yep. Avery, I appreciate you joining us. That's Avery Jones, and this was Ozone Live on Facebook.